the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Time for Tech Thursday with Andy O'Donoghue, and we're going to start with cycling aids, using tech to improve safety for cyclists. Because Andy O'Donoghue, we were discussing the other day on the programme the requirements to have lights for your bike and a bell. I wonder how many people actually have a bell, but let's leave that aside at the moment. I was out walking the dog early this morning. It was still dark, and I was very taken by the number of people who were cycling who were not wearing reflective jackets, who were dressed in black, and who had no lights on their bike whatsoever. Now, lots of people did have lights and were cycling safely. But so tell us, please, about the Garmin Varia RTL 515 radar and taillight.
It is a remarkable gadget for cyclists, Matt, I have to say. Costs, the list price is €200 for this particular version. And this particular version that I would recommend is the radar and taillight. And there's three different variations of this. And I'll just mention the other two briefly in a moment. But basically, this is somewhat, I suppose it's considered the best cycling gadget really available. It's a rear light and it's got a built-in radar. And that detects cars that are approaching from behind up to 140 meters away. And that will alert you via your bike computer or your phone. So if you have a Garmin computer or another make mounted on your handlebars, you will get a warning. If you don't, you use the Varia app, the Garmin Varia app, and you will receive a notification that traffic is behind you. The light on the back of your bike will flash faster and it will get brighter as the car gets closer. So essentially, in a way, it kind of gives cyclists eyes in the back of their head, and it removes the shock of electric vehicles passing, because of course they're not making any noise. So for cyclists, I think this is a brilliant idea. But there are another couple of versions of it that I should just mention briefly. There's a radar only version, €150. That doesn't have a light, so you might already have really good setup, but the Varia radar goes on the back and does the same thing. It notifies you of traffic coming from behind. Then there's a super fancy version, which is €400 list price. You'll get it for 50, 60 euros less in the shops. But that has a camera and the tail light. So you have the radar, you have the tail light, and a camera that records what's going on behind you and stores it in the cloud, which is ingenious technology for cyclists from Garmin.
Okay, but it also implies, doesn't it, that you have to have something mounted on your handlebars, either your phone or another type of Garmin gadget, to be made aware, either by text message, or, I mean, would you really be reading that message while you're actually cycling your bike, or some sort of light or notification or sound coming from your phone or device on the handlebars?
Yes, you're right. And so bike computers, people use them for mapping, they use them for speed, and you will get a visual notification. So you are looking down very briefly, I suppose a microsecond even, to get the notification. But they are used by a lot of cyclists. One thing I would say, though, is if you are using a set of headphones or a smart helmet, and there are a couple of them on the market that have Bluetooth built in, you can get audio notifications in your ear. And that's very useful in this kind of situation, and you don't have to take your eyes off the traffic.
OK, you've also got a smart helmet. Tell us about this.
And this is exactly the kind of thing I was talking about. There's a couple of different versions of this on the market. They are very, very clever and very useful. So imagine a cycling helmet, great, but it has integrated LED lights for the back and also indicator lights. And you can signal left or right using a very small little remote control that mounts on the handlebars. These are really good, Matt, and they have, some of them have features. This one, the Livall BH60, has built-in fall detection, and that will text your GPS location to an emergency contact if you are knocked off your bike. And also with the little handlebars mounted remote, your signal, your intentions on the road, turning left or right, are very obvious to motorists. So for about €150, a really useful thing to have on the bike.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that the lights on the helmet start indicating what way you're going, because I know cyclists are supposed to stick out their arm left or stick out their arm right, depending on what way they go. Perhaps a little bit worried that although their arm may not be 1.5 metres long, that they can still get it chopped off by a passing car or bus coming more close to them,
sure,
than it actually should be. be. But yeah, that, it's an interesting thing to have.
It is, and I should also say, I mean, there's additional features, Matt. There's brake warning lights. The turn signals are one thing, but you have the brake warning lights. The built-in speakers in the headset are very useful because if you're on a bike, you cannot be answering your phone or fumbling for it or something like that. So the little Bluetooth speakers can be used to answer calls, but also for navigation, and you can use voice navigation. And this particular helmet, the Livall, is very good because it powers up when you put it on, you take it off, you don't have to worry about the battery. So it's a really, really nice, it does a lot of jobs for the cyclists.
Okay, does the helmet work as well as a standard helmet for protecting your head?
It does. This is certified both in the US and to European standards. I think it's EN1078. And also it has an anti-loss alarm. So you pair it to your phone and it'll notify you if you leave it behind you in the office or on the dart or something like that.
OK, we mentioned the Garmin radar and tail light. There are alternatives, aren't there? There's the Wahoo tracker.
Yeah, and I like this. It comes in a little bit cheaper than the Garmin, and it's kind of seen as a challenger. And any of your listeners who are cyclists will have heard of the Wahoo devices. And it is essentially a challenger to Garmin, but the same idea. Rear radar detects approaching cars and alerts you in real time. And it warns you, but then it changes its light pattern to alert the driver. And that's the really clever thing. So, you know, if you are on the bike and you have EV traffic behind you, it's avoiding the shock and the wobble that can happen when a car overtakes you. So for about €180, the Wahoo tracker is a good option also.
Okay, and I mentioned at the outset how you're supposed to have a bell. Now, if you don't have a bell, you could have a horn, couldn't you?
You could, yeah. And this is essentially kind of a digital version of what is a legal requirement. You'll pay about €30 for the Hornet DB140. And, you know, don't forget, cars are sealed. And, you know, this horn will cut through, you know, into the cabin of a car. And this is, I think, the loudest bike horn that's available. There's two modes. There's kind of a polite bell version, and then there's the 140 decibel air horn, which is almost sounds like a truck almost. And you can trigger either mode from the handlebars. And it's kind of, they have kind of the I exist button idea. And basically, you know, drifting cars, pedestrians stepping out for €30. It's a fantastic addition. It mounts perfectly on practically every bike on the market.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about e-scooter users. You have another helmet for them, do you?
Yeah, and e-scooters, you know, the one that I would kind of suggest is somewhat cheaper. But there is a really good helmet from a company called Lumos. Probably the best kind of safety upgrade that you can do for e-scootering. Again, you have the bright rear lights on the back of the helmet and the built-in indicators, and you can mount the little control on the handlebars. And so you get these kind of high-level turn signals that obviously drivers behind you, they know what you're doing. I'm going left or I'm going right. Statistically, apparently, most scooter crashes happen at junctions. And so this is a really good upgrade for about €130. You're getting safety and you're also getting a driving assistant for your scooter.
Okay, and you've also got a thing, an Oxford Alarm disc lock. What's that?
Any of your listeners who have a scooter, a motorbike, or even a pedal bike will be familiar with the Oxford brand. They make a lot of different things, kind of outdoor clothes, covers, things like that. They also make a range of really good locks. And if you have an e-scooter, e-scooters are stolen a lot. That is a fact, because they are they're small, they're light, and they're very quick to lift away and disconnect them or unlock them later on. This disc lock is about, they run between €40 to €75. They have motion sensitive alarms. And this particular model has a 100 decibel alarm if the scooter is moved. And so if you are commuting and you're leaving the scooter outside the office or outside of school or something like that, it's a really good way of fixing it steadily solidly to whatever you decide to put the bike against. Some people use the chains for this. The disc lock is a very good option for the scooter user, and for the price is a good option.
Okay. For the pedestrian or walker or somebody who's out running, tell us what the Bodylite night vision vest and light.
I really like Bodylite, and I got some of their stuff last year, and I really like it. Designed by a Carlow-based runner and cyclist, and essentially, think that high-vis only works when headlights hit it. That's how high-vis works. You need a light in this time of year before anybody sees you. The Bodylite gear has built-in rechargeable LED lights, so you are visible even if somebody has dipped beams or just before the lights go on in the evening. So I would say that they have a tremendous range. They're kind of priced between 25 to 60 euros. There's a really nice night vision version with the LEDs for, I think, 42 euros. That's the one I would get if I was planning on doing walking or running in the evening.
Sorry, what are even for cyclists? Would they not work for cyclists as well?
Yeah, absolutely. And they have a great range, Matt. They have a great range that runs across reflective vests. They have the little belt. They have visors. And then there's some waterproof options as well. But I think for people who are walking, having those lights, particularly if you're walking about 4:30, 5 p.m. these days, and somebody's passing with dipped beams, they will see you well in advance because you have your rechargeable LEDs.
Thank you very much, Andy O'Donoghue, for joining us for Tech Thursday.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.